بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اذا شعر فهو بلا شيخ اول رومي وقت تبرز دورہ حدیث حکیم محمد اختصر ابن اللہ مقدہ حضر کا ارشاد ہے ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں ملی ہے جس کو آہے سحرگاہی ملی ہے جس کو آہے سحرگاہی ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی ہوئے رند کتنے اولیاء بھی ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی اگر حاصل کرو
عشق الہی حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی مچا دے گی جو باہی میں تباہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. MashaAllah, this is a very beautiful poem, Bayan, and we always speak, we must make our islah, and yeah, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has given us quite a few points that we should make our islah on. So we should listen to this, inshallah, with this intention that where Hazrat has corrected us. That is, we have to make islah, what must we make islah of? Hazrat has mentioned quite a few things here, which we should be considering and then make our islah on those points. Zara dekho to faiz-e khanqahi. See the benefits of the khanqah. That what benefits there are. And this will really come into a person, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When we will, on these points, we will correct ourselves. And this is still not everything. These are certain main points or certain basic, bunyadi points that Hazrat has discussed. If we correct this in our lives, inshallah, our full islah will also take place. The first one Hazrat says, Macha degi wo bahi mein tabahi. In your bahi, that is your lust, gunas of lust, you will bring your total destruction will come into you. If your badnigahi, if you keep on looking at other women, this will bring in your lust, it will bring total destruction. You won't be able to control it. A person, Hazrat says in another place, that many people say, we are just looking, lena dena kuch nahi, we are just looking. But he says, this will lead you on to more. Some people, shaitan fools us and tells us, I know my limits. I'll only see so much, whether it is light, whether it is on the internet, porn, etc., that I know my limit. But Hazrat says, if you don't give up this guna of your lust, you will come into destruction. Na kar e dost hargis bad nigahi. Oh my friend, never ever look at other women. And Hazrat explained at one place that this is Hazrat Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, favor on us, that he cut the guna from the root. And it all starts from looking, and then you go on further, whatever else it is. So a person, if he doesn't look, he will be saved from everything else also. So that is one guna, and one thing that we have to correct ourselves, this lust that we have, excessive lust. Look at your wife, no problem. Look at a whole night also, no problem. But wrong places, don't look at all. So this is one point Hazrat is pointing to, that we should correct ourselves. Chatai par milega takht shahi. On the chatai, the grass mats, which are just, in other words, very simple life a person has got. But a person will get the throne of the king. He will get the throne, a king's throne. When will he get that? Agar hasil karo ishqe ilahi. If you will acquire the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is another thing that we have to make our objective. One is remove all lust from us, excessive, wrong lust, haram lust. Don't fall into that at all. The second thing is acquire the love of Allah. And when a person will give up looking at other women, etc., all other types of love, then Allah will fill the heart with His love. There will never be a vacuum in the heart. If there isn't the love of Allah, things of dunya, or even haram things, loves will come into the heart. And if we put the love of Allah, it will remove all the other love that comes into the heart. غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا, this is another guna which is of jah, of pride. That is, from pride comes anger. If a person is overpowered with anger, like a person is overpowered with lust, then also he will fall into many gunas. If a person is overpowered with anger, anger has overtaken him, bakegi phir zubaan wahi sabahi, then your tongue will speak all types of rubbish and nonsense. How you will start swearing, what language you will use, what accusations you will make. So if your anger is not under control, then also you lose yourself. If your lust is not under control, then also you will lose yourself. So control these things. And when this will be controlled, inshallah, the love of Allah Ta'ala will come into the heart. Haseena se agar milna na chhora, if you don't give up meeting with the opposite sex, one is just looking and one is further, you mixing with them and you think just having some clean fun. Haram can never be clean fun, that we are just talking, we are just discussing or something like that. If you don't stop mixing with the opposite sex, nahi pahunchega darbari ilahi, you won't reach in the court of Allah Ta'ala, because this is going to keep you away. You can explain to yourself that I know my limits, I don't do anything wrong. But just like if butter doesn't melt in front of fire, then it's not butter. And if you don't have any feelings, if you don't have any thought, Hadrat says many people who work in offices, etc., they say, I don't know what's wrong with you, Maulvi. Everything is haram for you. We, this whole day we are with the woman, we don't get no feelings. Hadrat says, then you must check yourself up. If you are mixing with woman and you get no feelings in you, then there is something wrong with you. It's natural. That is why Allah has made the laws of parda, etc. On the other hand, unfortunately, we know in which environment we live, whether you're running a shop, whether you're just traveling on the road, your eyes, the women are everywhere. This is in that case where there aren't women, but today, wherever you go, there are women. You are in your shop, customers are women, etc. So a person should take his precautions as far as possible. And after that, make a lot of tawbah and istighfar also. That nafs is nafs, and shaitan is there also all the time. So a person has to be very careful. So never feel confident of oneself. We are there, we are working together in the offices, in the shops they are coming, we are going to offices, we are going to the bank, we are mixing with women, we are seeing women all the time. So take as much precaution as we can and make as much tawbah as possible. وَهِي پُونچَاهِ دَرْبَارِ خُدَا مِهِ, that person, only he has reached in the court of Allah Ta'ala. مِلِي هَي جِسْكُ آهِ سِحْرْگَاهِ, who has been blessed with the with the sighs, the du'as of tahajjud time. At that time, that person who has been blessed with the du'as and he turns to Allah at tahajjud time and he makes du'as, that person has reached the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for us. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, those who can't get up at tahajjud time don't have to be disillusioned also. Read your tahajjud at night. That also your tahajjud will be made. Of course, the sawab will never be the same like those who get up at 3 o'clock or whatever, even earlier, a little later, though their sawab will be much more greater. But you can be among the tahajjud guzar if you get up at that time. Huwe hai rind kitne awliya bhi, that many people who are far from Allah, how many of them became the awliya also. Allah, how He draws people. And till today we say, how many people who are far from deen, how Allah pulls them and brings them and makes them His favorites. We never expected it, but how their lives change. Zara dekho to faiz-e khanqah, look at the faiz, the benefits of the khanqah. Those who come and regularly and who follow the prescriptions which are given. And not necessarily only the khanqah also, in tabligh jamaat, Sometimes you make gush, you meet somebody, what kind of a person, but afterwards you see he's gone far ahead of you also. How many people who look so modern? At one time in Hardoi, some students of East Africa went to study. After a few days, they were not coming out from their rooms, not for namaz, not for anything. So Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali sent somebody to go and call them. When he went there, he came back, he said, there are no students there. He says, no, that's their room. They are there, they must be there. Where else will they be? So go and see. Okay, he went and see, he came back again. He says, there are only some people there with all shirt and trouser, top and t-shirts and jeans, etc. So he says, they are the students. But then afterwards, how they became great alims, they became hafiz, they became, and great awliya they became. So like that, this effort of deen, whether it's a khanqa, whether it's tabligh jamaat, whether it's in the darul ulooms, many students here also, when they come the first time, how they are dressed, but then they go to their rooms, they change, you can't stay the same student. So, and then after studying and the reality comes in to whatever level and extent, then mashallah, how they change. And many of them, what great work they go into afterwards. When then we think of the time that they were, before they came here, we saw them, they're dressing everything, their way of life, but how they change. So this is all the great blessings of the efforts of deen which are taking place. Kulak ya ra sultani balakh par. What secret opened up on the king of Balkh, that is Sultan Ibrahim Ibn Adham Rahmatullah Ali, only Allah knows that what is secret and what Allah's love opened up on him. Faqiri lihe dekar taj shahi. He gave away the crown of the king of the palace, and he chose to live in torn and tattered clothes, in sack, in that type of clothes he was living. No shack also he had, just by the river banks he loved, by the seashore he loved, in the woods and jungles he loved, all the time just his connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ghiza is nafse sarkash ki to kam kar. Another thing that we have to make our islah on, our food, the quantity and the type of food that we eat. The Hazrat Yeh is saying that we eat a little less. All the time you're eating your fill, and not only your fill, but with rich food. With your diet is filled with all rich food. Nakha harro zalim murgho mahi. Oh my dear friend, who are doing wrong to yourself, don't eat chicken and fish every day. In other words, things that will fill up your desires, your lust, etc. But today, chicken is the normal, without chicken there is no meal today. And also very sadly, the chicken that is injected with things to increase not only our spiritual diseases, but even our physical diseases. In what the time we are living, and according to that, Allah's mercy is also accordingly. In these times that we are living, we don't want to eat veggies. Vegetables, we don't want to eat dars, is a swear word, it's out of the question. We only want to have beef, or we have chicken, or we have mutton, etc. So Hazrat says, don't eat that rich food every day, also if you want to make your islah. Try and come down a little bit. Now and then sometimes, but this is a daily meal, this rich food, this is also very, very harmful to a person. Jo ahle de dil ke sohbat mein rahega. A person who will stay in the company of those whose hearts are inclined to Allah Ta'ala, whose hearts are inclined to deen, to akhirat, etc. If you will stay in those people's company, wahi paayega bas ishqe ilahi. Those are the people from whom you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is where a person will find the love of Allah. Those who have the love of Allah and the concern of deen, of akhirat, and Allah is in their thoughts and they are making their zikr, tilawat, etc. You stay in their company, you will also find the love of Allah Ta'ala. Mili akhtar jiste nisbat khuda ki. Hazrat says, that person who found this connection with Allah Ta'ala, who is so fortunate that his heart is connected with Allah Ta'ala, and this nisbat is, a person gains the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. One friend of us said, of ours said, MashaAllah, make all our conditions like that. He says at night when he lays down to sleep and he thinks of the greatness of Allah, Allah's Qudrat, tears just flow from his eyes. He says that when he's making his tahajjud duas, zikr, tears just flow from his heart. So when a person gets this nismat of connection with Allah and he's so happy with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and when he thinks of Allah, his heart melts like this. What a great treasure he has been blessed with. Mitadi usne bahi aur jahi. That is the person who has completely destroyed, he has completely annihilated bahi, all the spiritual diseases of lust also, and jahi, all the spiritual diseases of pride, having name, fame, all this pride, etc. Who has destroyed it, he gets that connection with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities and make them a reality. And also may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala let us have dawam, istiqamat on it. We shouldn't be fooled also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, sometimes even a person who shaitan fools a person and he gets all these feelings also. And he thinks, now I'm a buzur, I've reached my destination. And this is only hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen, until maut comes to a person and a person is on that path. Shaitan doesn't leave great awliya and sufiya and ulama also. And he goes to everyone how they are. In their field he goes to them. And he destroys them in that field. We have to always make dua, Allah protects us from nafs and shaitan. We don't know how he can destroy us. That by these very same things, he can bring pride also into us. By these very same things, he can fool us and make us think that I'm a great buzurg, I'm a great wali of Allah now. So a person has to be always on his guard, be alert. Shaitan strikes you at any time. And how he strikes, you don't know how he strikes. And we don't have an inkling of how shaitan is playing around with us while we are thinking we are big buzurgs, we are big alims, etc. We have to be on our guard. May Allah protect us all the time, inshallah. In this kitab, Tarbiyat-e-Ashiqan-e-Khuda, also the same, that how we should make correct our lives. And the letters people have written to Hazrat and inquired from Hazrat one question. He asked previously also this question. Namaz-e-Fajr ke baare mein, maine pichle arize mein qaza ke liye likha tha. He says, with regard to my Fajr namaz, and this is also relevant for many of us, I wrote previously also, he says, abhi bhi namaz qaza ho rahi hai. But he says, still my Fajr is becoming qaza. Sometimes I'm missing my Fajr, I'm not reading it. Aapne 8 nafil aur 20 rupiye sadqa ka kaha tha. To correct it, to remedy. Hazrat, you told me that when I miss my Fajr, then I must read 8 rakats of nafil namaz to punish my nafs. And in that time, give 20 rupees also away as sadaqah. Ba qaidagi se nahi deta. Kabhi kabar deta hoon, ha nawafil taqriban par leta hoon. He says, I'm still not giving. Sometimes I give that 20 rupees when I miss my Fajr, but not regularly. And sometimes he says, yes, but that 8 rakat nafil as a punishment, that I do. Aur kabhi kabhi namaz bhi waqt par leta hoon. And sometimes I read my namaz on time, but not with jamaat, not in the masjid, just manage it on time. Lekin ab alhamdulillah, dil mein nadamat hoti hai. He says, one great benefit, however, that now I at least feel sorry about it. One is a person that misses his namaz and is not worried also. He's feeling sorry, I'm missing my namaz, I'm missing it with jamaat, I'm reading with jamaat, but I'm just coming last minute, just the last salam I get. Or that I'm with the jamaat, but no concentration. So all these stages. And one is, at least a person feels sorrowful. The answer is very important for all of us. Jawab. Jab ilaj nahi karoge, to shifa kaise hogi? When you won't take the prescription, the medicine, then how will you get cured? That Hazrat said, every time you must your fajr, give 20 rupees. And that is not giving, this is feeling hard about it. 8 rakats is reading, but that is free of charge. So this is also that a person, some people can spend money easily, but to do some work is very hard. And some people, to do some work is easy, but to spend money is very hard. So Hazrat says, why don't you do the prescription I gave, do it. Your nafs doesn't want to spend money. Now when you'll have to spend, your nafs will find it hard. And if you really want your islah, then you will follow the doctor's the prescription.
جو تجویز کیا جاتا ہے وہ مرض کا علاج ہے.
That which has been prescribed, that is the cure for the sickness that you have got.
جب علاج نہیں کرو گے تو مرض کیسے جائے گا.
If you won't take the medicine, how will your sickness go? You have to take that medicine, you will have to do that.
نادم ہونا بھی فائدہ سے خالی نہیں.
But to be sorrowful, this is also not without benefit. There is benefit in there also. But it's a tawbato and nadamu. Tawbah is to feel sorrowful. That is the starting point. And as Hazrat has explained at other places, that tawbah, istighfar, is also a great thing. Even if it is just the words of tawbah and istighfar, it is like planting the seed. And when you plant a seed, your tree doesn't grow immediately and you don't get the fruit immediately. It will take a few years before you get. But plant the seed, water it, look after it. Inshallah, afterwards the tree will grow, branches, leaves will come, fruit will come, and you will get the enjoyment. So tawbah istighfar is also a great way to correct a person's life. So that also on a daily basis, a person must speak certain amount of, just for a start, even just astaghfirullah. Or astaghfirullah al-azim al-ladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. Whatever tawbah istighfar, you should do. And then try and come further that with the meaning of it. And feeling really sorrowful and thinking of guna slightly, that I've committed this guna today, Allah I'm making tawbah. This then will correct a person.
Lekin nafs ko saza bhi do. Give your nafs some punishment as well. بدگمانی حسد کینہ وغیرہ میں الحمدللہ کچھ فائدہ ہوا ہے لیکن ابھی بھی کبھی کبھار ہوتی ہے.
He says thinking bad about other people, having jealousy for other people, to have malice, hatred, dirt in the heart for other people, to think low about them, etc. He says, Alhamdulillah, I got some benefit in that, what prescription you got, and I got. But sometimes I still fall into this trap. And this is also shaitan, whether you just in your namaz and some thought of somebody and you think low about that person, and you think bad about somebody, this also shaitan overtakes a person. So from that also, a person must follow the instructions. And Hazrat says, مُجَوَّزَ هِدَایَات پر عمل کرتے رہے. That which I had told you to do, keep on doing that. Therefore, all the treatment for badgumani, what Hazrat had prescribed, which we had read also already, so a person should follow those prescriptions. But our condition is such, we even have forgotten what those treatments were. And following it is very far. We have even forgotten it. And if anyone wants certain of these treatments, they are printed. Maulana Musa has got them. For badnigai, for take that prescription, it's written. For jealousy, for backbiting, these prescriptions are written out. And then, as a every day, read it. As a wazifa, read it. And remind yourself. Then, inshallah, we will be able to save ourselves. And one simple way, all these things we know, but we must become conscious that they are gunas and make tawbah from them regularly. At night when lying down on the bed to sleep, then make tawbah of the whole day's gunas, whole life's gunas. Make tawbah, think of the gunas that we commit and make tawbah. Inshallah, by the barakat of that also, it will get less, Hazrat says, and finally, inshallah, the time will come where hardly you will commit these sins.
Ulajne ki aadat bharti ja rahi hai. To argue, fight with people, this habit of mine is increasing. Jab main ghar se bahar hota hoon, to sahi rehta hoon.
When I'm out of the house, then I'm all right. Like many of us, when we go in Jamaat, heavy buzurgs, everything sunnat we do, everything properly, giving heavy bayans also and making heavy tashkil also. But when we're at home, then it's a different thing. Oh, we come to the khanqah with our friends, we are like nice and happy, jovial, everything. Go home and start fighting, arguing with the wife, shouting, etc. So he says, this is my condition. Or jab ghar mein aata hoon, to bahut ulajhta hoon. But when I come in the house, then I start fighting a lot. Everything I've got a problem with there. So Hazrat writes there, parcha ma'amulat kyu saath nahi rakha. That's what we have to do. Your prescription, why don't you keep it with? There is that also, that how a person must control himself. So we must keep that medicine, keep it with you. You're an asthma patient, you need your pump, keep your pump with you. Whenever you get an attack, use it. So they say, so Hazrat say, why don't you use it? I gave you the treatment, but why are you not using it? Agar maamulat wa zikr tahammul se ziyada ho, to ta'adat kam karke ittila kare. If you find that which has been prescribed for you, your zikr has been too much, now it's making you feel hot and heavy, that's why you're taking it out on who you can. Hazrat also explained that anger is a very, very shrewd enemy of ours. That it only comes out on somebody you think who's weaker than you. Somebody who's bigger and stronger than you, then there you immediately you calm down. So if you really hate anger, then you'll have it all the time. How come suddenly it vanishes? The example Hazrat gives, you are fighting with your wife and you're telling her, I'll make buns out of you today. I'll make pulp out of you. Nothing will be left of you. And you're so angry and you can't control yourself. Suddenly there's a knock on the door. When you see, it's your two brothers-in-law. And both are in the military. And they are with their guns and everything. Now suddenly your whole mood changes. Now you tell her, you know, I was just joking, or don't take it serious and something. Now suddenly you have changed. So this is how shrewd anger is. So Hazrat says that keep that ma'amulat form. If you feel it too much for you, and this is causing, your zikr is too much, whatever, and this is causing it, and it does cause it. When a person makes a lot of riyadat, ibadat, it also causes, it puts heat in the body. And one way of taking out that heat is to, you take it out on your, the people you think who are weaker than you, your wife, your children, your workers, etc. Jisse ulje, dusre waqt usse muafi mange. And the person that you have arguments with, you fight, etc., at some other time, ask that person to make maaf also. And that also will be a great remedy. To go and ask your wife for maaf, this is already in itself a very big treatment. So your workers, you have to go and ask them for maaf. And if not, Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah alayh, king, a very pious king, he saw in his dream a beautiful palace in Jannah. So the malaika were there, he asked for who is this? They said it's for Mahmud Ghaznavi. So he said, then let me just have him make an inspection of my palace. Kings and big people, they inspect everything before they take occupation. So they say, no, not yet. Why not? Because there is one case pending against you. What is that case? One of your workers, you had whipped him wrongly. One lash you gave him wrongly. And until that is not sorted out, that case is not taken away, till then you can't enter your palace. So when he restlessly he spent the night, in the morning he sent for that worker. He knew he had lashed one worker wrongly. So he told him that, please, here's the whip and you lash me as much as you want to. So he said that, one zulam you made on me, you lashed me wrongly. Now you want to make another zulam on me, I must hit you, the king, I can't do that. So he said, please then forgive me. And he fell at his feet, please. For the king to fall at the feet of a slave. But he had to. He saw his palace and he can't enter it till his case there, which is pending. It's not sorted out. And we, how much zulam on our wives we make, on our workers we make, on other people we make, and no thought about it also. So then he gave him a lot of presents and made him happy. Then he felt nice. And the case then was lifted, taken away. So the case was thrown out. So like that, we also have to, this anger that we take out on various people, we must also sort it out. And one way is, that at the time of anger we won't go and ask for maaf. But at another time, and it will be very hard, Shaitan will come in various ways. You go and ask your wife for maaf, and after that she's going to sit on your head. And she's going to rule you and boss you. So why get angry that you have to go and ask for maaf? Why do the wrong things? Why put all the things, false accusations and zulm that you make, etc.? Don't do it. This will be the treatment for it. May Allah Ta'ala correct us all in all our matters, inshallah. In Kashkol-e Marifat, we were reading about that the signs that a person's knowledge is accepted by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that a person is a true alim, a ashiq, an abid of Allah Ta'ala, the signs which are there, that a person has humility in him, etc., fear of Allah Ta'ala, and he lays his nafs, he hasn't got pride in him, he doesn't look down upon people, he doesn't feel, I am somebody great. Further, Hazrat writes, حقیقت یہ ہے کہ نور علم کا صحبت اہل اللہ کی برکتوں سے نکھرتا ہے. Hazrat says that the reality is this, that the noor of ilm, the noor of knowledge, in the company of the righteous and the pious, it shines out. Like for example, you have polished a thing in the olden days, but it's not shining. But now in the company of the ahlullah, they will take a cloth and they will shine it. The furniture which is prepared, all the different, what they do, French polishing, all detailed, different types of how they shine the furniture, etc. But at one time, or panel beating, first they put something which looks very dull, but then they shine it after that. So the ilm which is there, now when you go in the company of the true Ahlullah, and they will shine it for you, then that beautiful shine of that ilm will come out. کیونکہ عطر لگانے والے کے کپڑوں میں اگر پاخانہ لگا دیا جائے. Hazrat gives an example. If a person has put itar on his clothes, and put some stool also, the terrible smell of stool, تو پاخانہ کی بدبو سے عطر کی خوشبو مغلوب ہو جائے گی. Then by the smell of that stool, etc., the dirt and filth, it will overpower the fragrance of the perfume of the atar. پس اہل اللہ کی صحبتوں سے تکبر، پندار، عجب جیسے رزائل کا جب تذکیہ ہو جاتا ہے. And when staying in the company of the righteous and the pious, a person regards himself as muhtaj, I mean need. And he goes and sits in the company of who he, in front Hazrat mentioned, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, they went in Haji Saab's company. But when they went there, then that all that stool that was, which ilm brings with it, pride, etc., then they remove all that stool. Now that ilm is that itar. Now it's pure itar that is left. Now you get the beautiful fragrance of that itar. So this pride, pindar, I'm somebody great, ujab, that you don't think somebody low, but you think yourself as somebody great. جیسے تمام رزائل کا جب تزکیہ ہو جاتا ہے. When these are removed, that is tazkiyah, removing the stool, all the filth and dirt of a person to remove it. پھر علم کی خوشبو خود اس عالم کو بھی مست کرتی ہے. Then the person, the alim himself also, that wonderful fragrance of that itar, it makes him also go into a trance. Now that humility, that to serve the creation of Allah, etc., all that makes him to go into a trance, aur uske paas jo baithte hai, unko bhi mast karti hai. And the other people who sit around him, they also benefit tremendously. Now he will even share the jewels that he has got with others, and how they also will, how greatly they will enjoy it as well. Sohbat-e Ahlullah سے علم کا نور نفس کے اندھیروں کے بادلوں سے نجات پا جاتا ہے. By the company of the righteous and the pious, علم کا نور, the نور of this knowledge, نفس کے اندھیروں کے بادلوں, the darkness of the nafs, the clouds of the darkness of the nafs, a person gets freedom from that. Now all the darkness that was on him goes away. Now he's left with the pure, clean knowledge, al-ilmu nurun, which is this nur now, light which is, and nur, malaika made out of nur. And now the darkness is not there. When the clouds, we say today there is no sun. Sun is every day. But the clouds have covered the sun. It is very cloudy. So remove the clouds and the sun will come. So the person who has got knowledge has got knowledge. He's shining like the sun. But it is only now these other things that have come with it, pride that has come, all these things, Anna, I'm somebody great. So you just have to remove that, and which light which is there, it will shine out now. Nikharta a raha hai rang gulshan, khato khasha jalte ja rahe hai. That the beautiful color of the garden, of the flowers, etc., there are a lot of weeds there are. Now you don't see the beautiful flowers, but as you remove the weeds, then you see, mashallah, the garden is so beautiful. You did not look after the garden. You went away in holiday in December, and the weeds were growing, and you thought, oh, what a jungle here. But as you remove the weeds, all the beautiful flowers also grow, and now you see those beautiful flowers. So that is all what a person has to do, is to remove the weeds, to remove the dirt, to remove the clouds of darkness, and the ilm which a person has got of Quran and Hadith, that is nur through and through, and it will shine out, and how it will make itself manifest. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities, inshallah. In Ma'arif al-Masnawi, we were reading about Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, how he was by the seashore or the river bank, and he threw his one needle, and some place that it comes, a rusted needle he threw into the water, and 100,000 fish came out with golden needles and presented it to him. And then he said, I don't want this, I want my rusted needle. And they went and bring that. اپنے خاص بندوں کی صحبت میں اللہ تعالی نے یہی برکت رکھی ہے. In the company, that was that person, that one of the ministers, a wealthy person who thought, what a foolish king. He had the whole kingdom and he gave it up. And what did he get? But when he saw all this, then by the company of such Allah wala, these people of dunya, they also see that who has got the real treasure. اپنے خاص بندوں کی صحبت میں اللہ تعالی نے یہی برکت رکھی ہے کہ شقاوت سعادت سے مبدل ہو جاتی ہے. That a person شقاوت, his evil qualities, bad qualities, they change into سعادت, they become blessed. And why won't it be so when you are taught by Ahlullah to read kalima, and La ilaha illallah is such a kalima, just the recital of what, of which makes a Jahannami straight away into a Jannati. A person, just the name of Allah keeps the whole world functioning all the time. And the more Allah's name is taken, and the more the deen comes from the name of Allah, the more the dunya will flourish. اپنے خاص بندوں کی صحبت میں اللہ تعالی نے یہی برکت رکھی ہے کہ شقاوت سعادت سے مبدل ہو جاتی ہے. حدیث پاک میں وارد ہے, لا يشقى بهم جليسهم. In the hadith it has come that the person who is a shaqi, who is a bad person, who has got evil condition, he doesn't remain a shaqi by staying in the company of the righteous and the pious. Allah changes that person. کہ خاصان خدا کے پاس کا بیٹھنا والا محروم و شقی نہیں رہ سکتا. That by sitting by those who are the favorites of Allah, may Allah make us all His favorites. Just by sitting in their company, a person will not be denied all these great barakat. ندامت اور گریا کی بدولت امیر ایک آن میں کہاں سے کہاں پہنچ گیا. And when this rich, wealthy person, that minister, when he cried to Allah Ta'ala and humbled himself, then in one second from where to where he reached. And for Allah Ta'ala to transfer a person from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high, it doesn't take long. Allah immediately, and many men, women, young people, old people who turn to Allah with the sincerity, how doesn't Allah Ta'ala change them? جب دل روتا ہے اس وقت دل میں محبت کا خمیر تیار ہوتا ہے. When the heart cries, our eyes also don't cry, they don't tear, but when the heart cries, at that time the material for the love of Allah is prepared. And so if we have to work towards this, cry to Allah sincerely. It's not there, we just make a face and slowly we keep on begging Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will grant it. But the day the heart cries and we feel sorrowful in our heart, that is the time Allah Ta'ala has chosen that person. Aur dil ki is mubarak bimari ke misal koi bimari nahi. And then this disease of the heart, sickness of the heart, there is no other disease, sickness which is so blessed. The love of Allah Ta'ala. When a person is blessed with, it's referred to as a sickness also. Because now this person won't be worried about dunya, entertainment of dunya, all the fun and everything. People will think that he's like a madman, he is like a lost in this world. He doesn't know in which world is he living, which century he belongs to. So the people will feel, but this person, this is a blessed bimari, that a person is lost in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Balki jis dil mein Allah ta'ala ki muhabbat na ho, wo dil hi nahi. And but that heart that hasn't got any love of Allah, forget it being a sick heart, it's not a heart. Heart is that which is the house of Allah. And if Allah is not in that house, then that heart is not a heart also. It is useless. So may Allah bless us with that. Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Bandwi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, Shukar hai dard dil mustaqil ho gaya. That I make shukr now, that this heart, the love of Allah is continuously in my heart now. Not just coming and going as a guest, it is saying, up to shayad, mera dil bhi dil ho gaya. He says, now perhaps my heart has also become a heart. Our Shaykh says, that shayad, that perhaps, that also he said, out of humility. But now his heart has really become a heart in which Allah is living all the time. And the love of Allah Ta'ala is in that heart. How that person enjoys his namaz, how he enjoys his food. He sees the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in that food. In anything and everything, he just sees the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So how enjoyable doesn't his life become? جب درد دل یعنی نسبت میں اللہ دل میں راسخ و مستقل ہو جائے. When this love of Allah Ta'ala goes into the depths and crevices of the heart and it's there continuously and all the time, تو سمجھو کہ اب در حقیقت یہ دل کہلانے کا مستحق ہوا. Then understand now, actually in reality, this heart, you can call it a heart now. When the love of Allah is continuously in that heart. That even middle of the night when you wake up, you're just thinking of Allah Ta'ala. You can't sleep, you're making dua to Allah. You're reading durood, etc. You wake up in the morning, straight away you think of Allah Ta'ala. All the time. Before you go to toilet, dua you are making. Not just for as a formality, but you are thinking of Allah Ta'ala. You come out of the toilet, then also you are making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And what a great ni'mat. May Allah save us if a person's urine gets blocked, if a person's stool does not come out, and a person who realizes, what a great ni'mat, I managed to go to toilet, relieve myself nicely. And if you went to toilet, the water didn't come. The water was closed. Now from the tap, now you got a problem. No toilet roll also you got. How many ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You slept and your hand became lame. Your hand doesn't want to work, your left hand. You got the jug of water in your right hand, but your left hand is just lame. You can't wash yourself. What a unlimited ni'mat of Allah. If you couldn't walk till the toilet, how many ni'mats of Allah? In each ni'mat, how many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? We just cannot imagine. So a person who has got this reality has got no choice but just to make shukr, and he becomes a complete die-hard and a slave of Allah Ta'ala. حضرت سلطان ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اس امیر کو اپنی کرامت دکھانے کے بعد ارشاد فرمایا. After showing this karamat that the fish came out with those golden needles, then he told that rich person, اے امیر,
یہ سلطنت دل کی بہتر ہے یا وہ حقیر فانی سلطنت بلخ کی؟ او ریچ مین, ٹیل می وچ کنگڈم از بیٹر, دس کنگڈم از بیٹر آف مائن وچ از ان پاورٹی, وچ حضرت سیز عشق ذلت بھی عزت ہو گئے. The humiliation of the love of Allah also became a great honor. Li faqiri badshahat ho gayi. I took to be a pauper, a faqir, but I became a king. And what a king! In this dunya also a king, akhirat also a king. May Allah bless us with these realities, and let us not fool ourselves that by talking and reading and we think we are there already. We have got a long way until maut comes. We don't know what our condition is, and we have to have that fear all the time. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless us with all these great, great qualities, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Two announcements. One, inshallah, that this weekend will be our monthly majlis on Laylatul Sabt, Friday night after Maghrib Salah in Homestead Park. The majlis will take place from Maghrib to Isha Salah. And then on Laylatul Ahad, on Saturday night, from Maghrib to Isha also, here at the Darul Ulum, the Ash'ar and Dhikr Majlis. And inshallah, next morning after the Fajr Salah, and from 10 o'clock to Zuhur Salah, our monthly Majlis will take place. We humbly request all the brothers, inshallah, to come to participate. And inshallah, next month, as you know, will be our Islahi Jalsa, the 4th, 5th, and 6th of Jamad al Ula, which is Jamad al Ukhra, which is the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of March. And I humbly request all the brothers to make efforts in the different respective areas. Inshallah, this Yawm al-Ahad on Sunday we'll be taking some karguzaris of the brothers, what efforts they have made, and they should please inshallah come prepared what exactly they have been doing in the areas, what mashwaras they have made and what plans they have made to go out and to give da'wah to the Islahi Jalsa. Also, we were having mashwara this week regarding our posters, and it seems that in some places our posters are not reaching there. So we humbly request those brothers from the different areas, whichever areas we are coming from, and especially there where there are no posters reaching, if they will take the zimidari and responsibility that in my area I must put up the poster, because it's for our benefit firstly, it's a reminder for ourselves, and others will benefit, inshallah we will get the reward of it. Mashallah, there are some brothers who are sitting here, they are very, very particular, they don't even take it from the khanka themselves, from the website, they download the posters themselves, and they put it up in their masjid. So this is the fikr and concern which they have got, their own money they are spending. That's a mashallah, very good thing if a person can do so. But if not, then the khanka is prepared, we are printing the posters. So after the Isha Salah, inshallah, either myself or brother Farooq Rawat, inshallah, we can speak to one of us and just tell us in our areas if the posters are reaching there or not. And if not, or which areas we are prepared to take responsibility for. But every month, inshallah, those number of posters will be given to us. And then we should ensure after the posters are given to us that we put them up in the masjid. Or we make effort to, it must go up in the masjid. Many times we just leave it with the muazzin and then it's not put up at all and the posters are thrown away. So we should be particular about that. Make sure that the posters are put up after that. Find out, even if we have taken responsibility of two or three masjids, don't take more than we can chew. But then thereafter make sure that inshallah the posters are kept up. Especially now the Islahi Jalsa will be taking place on Yawm al-Ahad, inshallah. We will be giving out the posters also. Those brothers who want posters, who are prepared to take in the areas and want to put it up. So we humbly request the brothers not just to take the posters and give it, but to ensure that the posters are put up and it is kept there also. So we humbly request, inshallah, after the Isha Salah, myself and Uncle Farooq Rawat, if you can just meet us and just indicate to us exactly which places we are prepared to take, or if the posters are reaching our masjid and we don't have any problem, every month it is coming there, so at least we know exactly where we stand. Jazakallah.
These posters, like we take one, and around us there are 5 masjid, 10 masjid that we feel we can put up, then take according to that, inshallah. And make effort for the Islahi Jalsa, and also, mashallah, very good reports from quite a few places which are being circulated on the website or by email to the various brothers. It's been circulated what other places the brothers are doing work. All of us try and encourage one another. And for our monthly majlis also, encourage, bring other brothers also, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdihi.